This is Morning Edition on Iowa Public Radio. Good morning, I'm Clay Masters. Lawmakers have announced they have a tentative budget agreement that could enable adjournment this week. Friday was a five-hour negotiating session between House Speaker Craig Paulson and Senate Majority Leader Mike Gronstahl. Now, here's what Gronstahl said coming out of that meeting.
Was it really 5 hours?
Yes.
Gee, time goes quickly when you're having fun. I thought it was 14 hours.
Maybe a little tongue-in-cheek there, but Senator Gronstahl did say they've chosen compromise over gridlock. So with me to talk about the deal, as she is most Monday mornings when the legislature is in session, is IPR State House correspondent Joyce Russell. Hello, Joyce.
Hello, Clay.
So for weeks, or really even months, the House and Senate could not agree on a budget. Where's the compromise and what's it look like, Joyce?
Well, we don't know the details yet, but the big news is that both sides are saying they have reached agreement on what they call a framework for the budget that will enable the legislature to adjourn. We'll get more details on that today. As you know, Democrats were holding out for more spending on education and human services, while Republicans were determined to not use the budget surplus for what they call ongoing expenses. But just from their remarks coming out of the negotiations, to me, it looks like Speaker Paulson is more thrilled with the deal than Senator Gronstahl is.
One of the big sticking points, you just brought it up, has been K-12 funding. Will school districts be happy with what money they have to work with here?
Well, we'll find that out today, too. I'm guessing that the best that they can hope for is that latest offer that the Democrats had put on the table, which would have given schools more money than Republicans were offering, but some of the appropriation would be just a one-time deal. Senator Gronstahl is calling the K-12 agreement the best they could get with the hand they were dealt, meaning a divided legislature. I should say, though, that one thing schools won't be happy about, and neither will the governor. The leaders say that the budget deal does not include spending for the next school year that starts in the fall of 2016, which we've said many times on this program the law requires them to do.
Has the governor weighed in on this tentative agreement at all?
Not yet, but the governor's office has had someone in on the talks all along, so it shouldn't come as a surprise to them.
Bringing up the governor here, with the exception of bumping the gas tax up in March, most of his priorities seem to have fallen by the wayside, though, wouldn't you say?
Well, so far, yes. You may recall us talking about one of the governor's initiatives to deal with student debt. It was a complicated plan for tax credits and charity work that didn't get very far at all in the legislature. He also had something called the Iowa Next initiative that didn't get very far, that would have consolidated Iowa's quality of life initiatives under one umbrella. Beyond that, the governor's anti-bullying bill passed the Senate and not the House. His broadband bill passed the House but not the Senate. The governor's program also includes a recommendation from the Department of Transportation making it a primary offense to use a handheld mobile device while driving, and the two chambers were not able to agree on that.
One thing that I think we could probably both agree on is that Speaker Paulson and Senator Gronstahl always remain pretty tight-lipped unless they know they have an agreement. So this is looking pretty likely. Are there still bills hanging out there that are just going to have to wait until 2016's legislative session?
Well, you're right. The agreement on the budget is obviously a done deal, except for working out the details, or they wouldn't be coming out and saying it clears the way for adjournment. But what makes me nervous about adjournment is the number of policy bills that have gotten attached to the last-minute spending bill that we call the standings bill. The House, for example, has put their gun legislation in there, very controversial. The Senate has the anti-bullying bill in there. So one way or another, those and other issues will have to be resolved before they can go home.
Okay, I have a feeling you're going to be pretty busy, Joyce. Thanks so much.
Okay, thank you.